When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, A Little Wiser listeners, and welcome to what is a very special episode. Tara, hi. I'm so excited.
Hi, Kimmy Culp.
I am here with the incredible Tara Daigle, associate producer of All the Wiser, and basically this is like a feel-good episode, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And All the Wiser is, and always has been, a one-for-one podcast, and I feel like even though people know, I don't want to assume that everyone does know the backstory, the intention, and the impetus, but for the past 5 years and finding 100 stories around the world, from day one, our goal was always for every one story we shared that we would make a $2,000 donation to a charity. What that means is the story itself, we believe, has tremendous value, right? And educating people and inspiring people and giving them hope and knowledge and learning about new things, whether that is cancer, grief, incarceration, whatever our brave guests were willing to share with us in a really intimate, honest way. But the idea of that being one piece that has an impact and also financially supporting all of these causes and organizations that are going out into the world and doing the work, like to move the needle on things that matter. So that has always been the heart. And we've talked about it in every episode during the break. We let you know who the charity is, where you can find them. But it's just such a huge part internally of why this show is so important to us. And my hope today, especially with Tara, who's like front of the house charity girl for All the Wiser, was just to share with you the impact of the 100 charities and also how we've been changed as people. And a surprise guest, two surprise guests are going to be joining us at the end for what I am really excited about. It checks all the boxes as far as feel good and inspiring stories.
Yeah.
As we are ending the show, it's a really important time to reflect back with each other and with our community. In 5 years, we have donated $200,000 to charities and people around the world. And Tara has done so much of that. It's not just calling and saying we'd like to make a donation. There's lots of reaching out and processing the donation and filing. And I would just, take a moment to thank you, Tara, for that. None of that would have happened without you. And sometimes working with our guests to help them learn about a charity for the first time, right? Because they've had their own hard thing. So zooming out, high level, let's take a moment to just reflect on some of the areas where we have hopefully made a small dent for the better in supporting people.
Okay, so in my compilation and zooming out and looking at all the different types of organizations that we have supported, we've supported roughly 12 categories of organizations, anywhere from LGBTQ, supporting our veterans, the unhoused population and community, the empowerment of women, organizations that are very youth-based and youth-focused on providing education and support for the youth of our world, charities that are focused on awareness regarding domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking, the incarcerated community and justice reform, supporting refugees, the betterment of minorities and communities facing conflict, people with physical disabilities, community support, whether it's better education or services or providing arts. And then the greatest amount that we've donated to this specific category has been in mental health, with over $26,000 and 13 charities that help and support individuals to better their mental health.
I mean, it's so amazing that that our guests brought us all these ideas and connections, and that you pulled it off being like the conduit to it all with them and finding the charity. And all of these things matter collectively. And oh, this just makes me happy hearing that.
I know. It was so cool to go through and highlight each like type and just see like, wow, we've really like made an impact in these spaces. And not that we get the gratification or like the glory of the support, but it's these people are boots on the ground, right? Making the difference. So if we could just even be the vehicle to a little bit of support to help them is impactful. And
well, yeah, I think we haven't overtly focused on this piece because our focus was to let the story shine,
yeah,
right? There's a humility in giving, right? That it's not about you, it's totally about. So anyways, I hope that has come through. But the zooming out feels really good because there's so much suffering and there's so much opportunity at the same time, right? And so I think our guest and you meeting the change makers, and some of these charities are super small. And $2,000 is going to go a really long way. Some of them are massive organizations, but we may have exposed a listener who needs to know about that organization. So it was a myriad of ways. It's been incredible. And I love you sharing that list of the diversity of all of those issues that really matter.
Yeah. And I mean, there's little ones along the way, you know, that maybe we had one or two that didn't fall into a specific category, like climate change and industrial development. There's those smaller ones that we don't have several different organizations, but our guests have been passionate about too.
Yeah. I mean, I think David Byrd's episode, that was an early episode. He was attacked by a shark. He had to relearn a lot of things. And I think the donation went to an organization in the Northwest who is teaching kids with disabilities to sail. And the $2,000 bought them a new boat so kids could learn to sail with their differences. So some of it was things like that, you know what I mean, that were so tangible. And Edith Eger in her episode, I believe, was it to storytelling for people to continue telling stories about the Holocaust so that story is never forgotten. So it was all of these different ways. And I think Maya's was supporting women with cancer with all of these. Do you remember what it was? Was it makeup or?
Makeup, it was. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, makeup, beauty.
Beauty, yes. Making them feel beautiful when they're in the throes of treatment. I just love it all. How has this process of meeting all of these people and being touched by them along the way changed you as a person?
Oh, I think it's changed me in a lot of ways that I can't quite articulate in words, but other than just my compassion and empathy for people has just grown so much because we really need each other.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel more hopeful about just the world at large?
I would say yes. I would say it's equal parts. We are suffering. And the charitable portion and connecting with our guests to these charities and organizations and people really making a difference in the world has brought what this podcast is full circle in real time for me. And really given me a heart to serve. I think I've maybe always had that. I've always wanted to be able to make a difference. I've always had a heart to serve other people, but it's made me specifically passionate about nonprofit work and connecting with organizations that are doing this type of stuff, like boots on the ground, really getting into communities and making a difference.
I remember when you started, just almost like every time I talked to you, you would be cleaning out your closet and you would say, I need to find a good organization. Like, it was just so clear to me that you were in this new city and really thinking about just how you could make an impact. I think it started, maybe you, as you said, you've always been that way, but I could see your whisper growing, if that makes sense and doesn't sound cheesy.
Yeah. The Anthony Brown episode completely rocked my world. Completely. Just because we've talked about it on the A Little Wiser episode, which is why it's important to listen to the A Little Wiser episodes. Of why.
Yes, go back and binge all of them now.
But that specifically, I think that really launched my, like, okay, this isn't just me sitting on my computer and connecting with these organizations. I have the desire to, like, really be in it, to, like, go seek out an organization and volunteer my time or my skill set or whatever that looks like to, like, really just be involved.
What was it about that episode that was the pivotal one?
Well, I had recently moved to a new city, and I think just seeing the unhomed community, like, for on the forefronts, like, I walk outside my door and I see people struggle, right, living in any major city. And I think I'm more so, over the past few years, I'm just acutely aware that I never want to be desensitized to our pain. And I think it's so in our face that the world is suffering that sometimes it's just like the next headline. And I don't ever want to, like, scroll or see something or see someone in passing and just not make space for that.
That's the whole thing about it, right? Because we're consuming all of this. And I think finding charities, volunteer, it's more simple and harder than people think at the same time, yeah. Right? Because you're like, I don't know, what do I do? Where do I reach out? Because it does take putting yourself out there. But how we feel as humans taking in all of this pain and suffering and doing nothing but consuming it versus I have a passion or a skill set or time or whatever you have, and I'm going to play whatever it is, this in my little neighborhood, on my street, in my community, in my city, to balance out, you know, making a positive deposit in the world. And that just feels so much more empowering as a person. And then obviously, collectively, if we were all doing that, the world would be changed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to talk specifically about where you landed, because you did not just passively say, I'm in a new city and I'm thinking about finding a charity. You went out and you did it. Outside of podcasting, your other profession, talent, skill set, wildly talented, is interior design. So you work with storytellers and you work with designers, which is really cool. And tell me about the charity that you're volunteering with, a little bit about what they do, and that is going to lead us to introducing our fabulous surprise guest.
I am on the board for an organization called Savvy Giving by Design, where we rebuild interior spaces for children and families facing a medical crisis to help strengthen and encourage their recovery and everyday living. And I truly believe that the universe, God, whatever you believe in, puts you in specific places when you need to be in them. And I was in a place where a designer had just talked to me about this organization and just fell in love with their mission. And it feels obviously aligned for me with interior design and just being able to donate some of my time and my skill set. So yeah, that's how I got involved. And the first child and family that we helped build a space for, or design a space for, rather, I just completely fell in love with her and her family. And yeah, I'm hooked. I love our mission, and seeing the impact that it makes on their day-to-day life is really special.
She loves them so much that we have raided their home on a Saturday morning. Tara is in a bedroom in their house recording because we wanted them to be in the same space. So welcome to the show, Meg and Leslie.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
When we have guests on the show, I always love for them to introduce themselves. So Leslie, how would you introduce yourself?
My name is Leslie. I am 29. Just kidding. I have a wonderful husband, Ryan, and a son, Pete, who is 14, almost 15, and Meg, who is 11. And I take care of them. That's my job. I went to school. I have an MBA, and now I'm a stay-at-home mom with an MBA taking care of a family. That's kind of what I am. My days are all over the place.
Meg, how would you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Meg. I'm 11 years old. I'm in sixth grade, and I go to Denver School of the Arts. I have an older brother, Pete, and two dogs. I use a wheelchair 24/7 because I have osteogenesis imperfecta, brittle bone disease.
And what is brittle bone disease for people who don't know?
It's basically when your bones are really fragile and you can't do things that you would typically think of someone doing. I can't walk. I can't stand. I'm shorter, and so I have shorter arms, and so it's harder for me to reach stuff. Yeah.
What are some of the challenges for you as you move through the world?
It's definitely hard trying to get around places. If it's ADA compliant, that doesn't always mean that it's accessible, so it's really hard for me to get around places sometimes, or navigating busy areas and stuff like that's always pretty challenging.
So I imagine when you're in spaces and places where you can just move around freely, and that must feel really good compared to,
yeah.
So you can just be you, your fabulous self. And Leslie, the job of all moms, and I feel like there's so many ways to apply your MBA to your household. So I'm sure you're crushing it.
Absolutely.
So one of the main, every mom, is keeping our kids safe, right? As far as the environment goes, because today we're going to talk about environment and spaces and places, in particular, the room you are sitting in, and that's how you met Tara. So environmentally, what are some of the challenges or opportunities when you think about your home or so Meg can really live with ease?
So ironically, when Savvy Giving came into our lives and this timing, it's just kind of miraculous because we'd been saving for 11 years to make our house accessible for her, knowing that she would always be in a wheelchair. And so we would have to think differently about all the way our house flows and that kind of thing. So we had designed a new addition that included a bigger bathroom for her and a DME closet, which is durable medical equipment. So we have her oxygen and her wheelchair and her casting supplies and all of that stuff in a room. And then we were taking down my son's room and moving him to the basement, which he's thrilled about. And I'm a little like, I don't know about this. But taking that down to open up the space, we took down a wall between the living room and the kitchen. Ironically, in all of that, we had no plans for Meg's room. And then so when Savvy Giving came in with this idea, like, it could not have been better timing because we were already in construction. We were already making these changes for her, but nothing directly for her. Do you know what I mean? And so when Savvy Giving came in, it was just amazing and such wonderful timing because then she was able to get something on top of what we were already doing for her, but something tangible, something she can feel and something that she can cozy up in every night and have that is hers and made just for her. So it was just really, I mean, the timing could not have been more beautiful for our family and for her.
And how did you find, how did you meet up or even know about?
So I have a friend who I think used one of the designers on the team for something for her house or had like a consult with her. And so the designer started talking to her about Savvy Giving. Oh, you know, we do this. And she was like, are you ever looking for families? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And so then she told me, we connected, we filled out this information form and this questionnaire. And so it was just like, just by chance. I was honestly in, I think I was in a drive-through window for her when we found out, getting her snack before after school. And when we found out that this was going to happen. And so it was just so organic. Do you know what I mean?
It was meant to be.
Through the person that someone met somewhere else. I mean, just kind of crazy. And then again, all at the same time where we were doing this for her, but really not doing anything for her.
Tara, what do you remember about, this was your first Savvy Giving project, so what do you remember about meeting Meg and Leslie? And then I want to talk about the design process.
Oh my gosh, it was so, I mean, I came in, I think, during construction, and that was the first time that I got to meet them, was when I came over to help paint and finish up the room before the big reveal. And we had a little pizza party and I got to hang out with them after we got done working on her room for a little bit. We just hung out and snacked on some pizza, and Meg's humor and very funny spirit, of course, filled the room. I was traveling back home a lot, so I didn't get to be here for the reveal, like physically be here, but they FaceTimed me in, and there's screenshots of me just like sobbing when Meg saw it for the first time on FaceTime. I literally am like tears down my face. I was so happy because she was so happy and excited, and just being able to fulfill that was really special and sweet and just made me really proud.
Meg, so I imagine you were you involved in the design process?
The first time that I met some of the team that came over, and they asked every one of my family members, they were like, what do you think would be best for the room? And what do you want? And so, you know, I told them what I wanted, and then the reveal was a few months later, so...
So what did you tell them? I mean, what was your, how did you envision a space that would feel like you and be yours?
I wanted somewhere where I could come after a long day and just be able to calm down and just take a break. I wanted it to be sort of like an ocean because I love the beach and the ocean, and they incorporated all of that like into my design, and yeah.
How did they incorporate the ocean into your design? Got to tell me.
So I wanted a little secret space where I could just go and sit and hide away from everything. And it's like a little ocean in the corner in my little secret space. Aww. Yeah.
All right, we've got to talk about the reveal, the big moment.
Yeah.
Leslie, what was it like for you to see the room and to see Meg see her new room?
Y'all, I peek at Christmas presents, all right? I always have. So I had to be so disciplined to not come in the room so it would be a surprise. I think the last 3 days, they were like, okay, y'all are done. You cannot come back in here. And so it was even exciting for me, who spoils all surprises, always. But her, she was just so excited. Pete was so excited. Ryan was so excited. And it was just something that we were not going to be able to give her. Do you know what I mean? That feeling of here she has something that is hers that we all have always wanted for her, right? We didn't know we wanted it until, you know, we walked in and saw this look on her face, and she's like, and this is perfect. She's squealing, she's bouncing up and down, just absolutely the most beautiful reaction that you could have asked for.
And I know, were this is being recorded. I'm looking at Meg and Leslie in her bedroom, and I see your ukulele on the wall and like the beautiful art and your bed. It's so pretty and so reflective of how beautiful you are, Meg. How has it been living in your new room? How do you feel?
I love it so much. It's such a nice calming space where I can just come and just have some time to do whatever I want.
Well, Meg, we are going to make a $1,000 donation to Savvy Giving by Design in your name, because I know enough about you and your big heart that you would love for other kids to have the same experience.
Yes, so thank you so much.
The donation will be made in your name.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, we're honored to know you and so grateful to Tara for have introduced us. We're calling this the Feel Good episode.
Okay.
We need things to feel good because the show is ending. So the more we can feel good and not just cry. So you're going to play a part, Meg.
Okay.
I have heard a lot about how talented you are as an artist and a musician. And we would love to end this episode hearing you sing.
Okay.
For our listeners.
Sounds good. Okay. This is Fight Song by Rachel Platten. Like a small boat on the ocean, setting big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain, I will scream them loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, 'cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. There's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, still believe. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain, I will scream them loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, 'cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. A lot of fight left in me. Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves in motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. No, I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Yeah, Meg.
Wow. You have a powerful voice, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm speechless.
Talk about tears. Good grief, Meg.
Meg And Leslie, you guys are awesome. I loved meeting you and seeing your beautiful space and your room and, yeah, letting us see your heart and hear your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Tara, we're going to have to process this because you and I are both like falling, crying. And I hope this is a reminder for anyone who's listening. I think so often we don't know what we can do to make a difference. And we all have things that we're passionate about or talented, whether that's cooking or gardening or interior design or music and singing. And just finding where there's a need that matches your gift is such a cool thing. And beyond that, the way in which it connects us, because the three of you didn't all know each other. And now you do. And now I know you, and now everyone listening does. And so it really does lead to connection. That is my fight song charge to the listeners. So, all right, everyone, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's a wrap, ladies.
Yeah.
We did it.
Crushed it.
Unbelievable. Wow, wow, wow. Okay.
She didn't even play a starting note. You're sitting here, she just turned up the lyrics. I was like, really? You're just going to start like that?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.